I sat on the stairwell in the Hampton Town office building with Democrat Tom Sherman last Thursday evening. He and opponent Republican Dan Innes had just done their first forum for all the people at home watching their local public access channel, and Sherman seemed a little disheartened. He felt like there'd been no time to get into the nitty-gritty.
The problem is that you are very limited in getting your message across. You can't really rebut what the other person has said. And it's really hard to convey complexity.
And conveying complexity, that's what it might take to win voters here in State Senate District 24. Because this one really could go either way. In the last few election cycles, District 24 went Democrat for governor, Republican for U.S. Senate, and back and forth for Congress. It's one of the only state Senate districts left where that kind of ballot splitting is actually the norm. Both candidates say that's why they're best suited to represent it. They're not confined by their parties. Here's Republican Dan Innes.
Party line always sort of bothers me. I think we all have to make decisions based on our value system and the values of our district and its constituents, because ultimately we're there to serve them, not to serve the party, not to serve ourselves, but to serve our constituents.
But this is also the first election since the new District 24 was drawn that the seat is open. The person who's held it for the past three terms, Nancy Stiles, is stepping down. She was a moderate, and her successor will need to be too. Innes and Sherman do share some viewpoints. Both support a woman's right to choose. Both have big problems with right-to-work legislation. But maybe the best measure of what kind of senator either of them will be is how they think through a policy question. So let's just take one case study, the death penalty. And that's actually a good one to look at, because the last two efforts to repeal New Hampshire's capital punishment law failed by a single vote in the Senate. This next session, the deciding vote could be one of these guys.
Oh, that's something that we're going to have a long, heart-wrenching and soul-searching discussion about.
So how do these two candidates think through big, hairy policy questions? How do they navigate moral issues like the death penalty? Tom Sherman says he views them through the eyes of a doctor. That's his day job. But Sherman's also the first to admit he struggles with being morally consistent on this one.
I mean, on almost every level, I have to oppose the death penalty. I think the most difficult issue comes in, I mean, just to be blunt, is we have one person sitting on death row in the state.
Sherman's talking about Michael Addison, who was convicted of killing a police officer 10 years ago.
The cost to fully litigate all of the appeals processes, and then we have to build a way to kill them. We as a state have to allocate funds to execute one person. I think at the very least we should say no more except this one, and I could live with that because I don't think the world is a perfect place, and I think we have to do the best we can.
Dan Innes has also thought through this question. Usually he frames policy questions from the financial side. He's a successful businessman. He was dean of the UNH Business School, but not this one.
You know, I've had a lot of conversations with people about this, and my position on the death penalty is that I support it. I think it should be used rarely and in exceptional cases.
But if it's...
Yes. If it's either or, I'll vote to keep the death penalty.
Even when they show you the numbers about
yes.
how much it's going to cost.
Yes. Yes. Some things are a matter of principle, not just a matter of dollars and cents. And again, you know, there are some crimes so heinous, and we've seen them.
But in a noisy election season like this one, these guys won't get a lot of room for nuance like this. Back on that stairwell the other night, Tom Sherman offered up one solution.
Well, you know, if all things were equal, I'd like to share the seat with Dan. And I could see that. Dan has strengths and I have strengths. And so what does that mean for, you know, what's best for the state? Well, that's what the voters have to decide.
And sadly, voters can only pick one of these guys to sit in the seat. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.